7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock, 69 degrees in that vicinity, could be 68, could be 70, depending on where you are. It's beautiful no matter where you are, sunny and gorgeous this 28th day of July. Senator Gary Peters, our special guest on the other end of our line, always appreciate speaking with the senator. He's got a lot going on and a lot to be happy about. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Paul. It'll be always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, a couple of quick things here. First of all, I know you've worked on behalf of the Whalen family, and this is seemingly, not to jinx it, the closest we've had to getting Paul Whalen the heck out of there after over 3 years. And it apparently took the fact that a professional basketball player, Brittany Griner, actually caught the attention of the president. He actually called her family, which something he had not done to the Whalen family until it was pointed out that he called the Griner family, and then he all of a sudden that same day called the Whalen family for the first time in 3 years. Meanwhile, you've been working on helping getting him out. What was the White House reaction to you when you were doing that for these past few years, and what do you think changed everything? I have my own thoughts.
Well, certainly I have been working on this with some of my colleagues for some time. The White House has been engaged. I've spoken directly to the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor. I have had conversations with our ambassador to Russia. They have been engaged. They've been working it. And, you know, let's be clear. Mr. Whalen is not guilty of anything. This is there is no substantial charges. This is a gentleman who should not be in prison at all, was just picked up in a totally unjust way. There has been a lot of effort with the Russians. And I've also I've learned, as we know, dealing with the Russians, that what they say and what they end up doing could be completely different. So I think we have to wait and see exactly whether or not they come through with anything.
Yeah, it's not a done deal by any stretch of the imagination. And that's why I say I don't want to jinx this thing. But yeah. I wanted to get your thoughts because you've been working for years on this, Senator Gary Peters. Meanwhile, we spoke to Ford Motor Company President and CEO Jim Farley earlier. Hopefully we're going to be able to replay that conversation shortly. But he was very happy with your results, with the Senate approving the $280 billion bill to boost U.S. chip-making technology. That's a big deal for us in all of America, but especially we are concerned, of course, in Detroit and our lifeblood in the auto industry.
Absolutely. It's huge. Certainly, I've been talking to Jim Farley and Mary Barra from GM has been very engaged in this as well. And so this is essential. We have to have a secure supply chain of a critical component, which are these semiconductor chips that are in all of our cars and, you know, operate everything from when you move your window up and down with a button, that's a chip. I mean, there are hundreds of chips in the cars. And the fact that we are reliant on chips made in South Korea and Taiwan and China and not in the United States means our supply lines are vulnerable. We've got to make sure that production is in the United States of America. This legislation will do that. It'll make sure that we're making them here and have better control over the supply chain. And I'm sure Mr. Farley talked about the demand now. We know we have cars that are sitting in parking lots that are ready to be delivered to dealers, but they're lacking chips. That is critically important that we get that done. But it's really about the future, too. We know as we move to electric vehicles, which is the future that both Ford, GM, Stellantis, and others are talking about, those require even more chips. And then as we move to self-driving cars and autonomous technology that will make cars even safer and save literally thousands of lives, those cars require even more chips. So this is a big problem now, but the problem only gets bigger in the years ahead as our cars become more complex and requiring more computer power. They're basically computers on wheels now, and they're going to be even more so in the future. So this is absolutely essential for the economic security of our country. And from a homeland security perspective and national defense, we had briefings from the Department of Defense talking about the vulnerabilities we have in our supply chain for semiconductors. And these are in most all of our advanced weapon systems that the military uses. You know, think about the Javelin missiles that have been incredibly effective against Russian tanks as utilized by the Ukrainians. Those weapons require a massive amount of chips, and we want those to be made in the United States.
You know, it's astonishing. We are reminded from time to time. We were reminded when there was all the fallout with dealerships being cut and stuff and people not understanding how important a local dealership is to a community.
Right.
Car dealers.
Right. Right.
They learned it finally in Washington, but they still have to learn. Here you have some yahoo, Senator Rick Scott, a Republican from Florida, calling the package one of the grossest gifts to corporate America I've ever seen. How out of touch with reality could he possibly be? I know he's from Florida, but really, give me a break. Does he not understand how many jobs, how many people in America will be affected by not being able to build these chips, by not investing chip making in America? Really, seriously? Could he be that out of touch?
Well, it is something. We did get a lot of bipartisan support, as you know. But there were numbers that didn't vote, and we're in a global competition, intense global competition. We know the Chinese have invested well over $150 billion in chip manufacturing because they know if they have chips and they make them in their country, that puts them in a strong position in terms of global competition, and they can cut off the United States. And we know the Chinese are not our friends; they're clearly economic competitors and strategic competitors, and we cannot let them get ahead in this race. The United States needs to be and will be continue to be the innovation capital of the world, but we can't just innovate. We also actually make things here in the United States. We know in Michigan, and I think everyone on listening on the radio here realizes that you're not a great country if you don't actually make things, and we know how to make things really well in the United States. We can't be giving it away to other countries. We've got to make sure we're focused on that production here with American workers. And again, it's about economic homeland and national security.
We have unfortunately learned, I hope we've learned and remember, the hard way that we can't turn these important industries over to other countries, any other country.
Yep.
And
right,
frankly, right. The next big thing will be the effect on prescription drugs that are now being made in China, almost across the board. It was a problem before with generics. Now it's everything because it's cheaper. But that's a problem, too, that you'll have to be dealing with. And we appreciate your work. Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much, sir.
Great to be with you, Paul W.
Always nice to talk to you. The Chips and Science Act of 2022, spending $52.7 billion on direct financial assistance for the construction and expansion of semiconductor manufacturing facilities in America, as well as other programs. It also is going to turbocharge federal spending on scientific research. All good, as far as I can tell, and certainly for us in this neck of the woods. It's 7:58 at WJR.